Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have a guest with us, Dave Boldy. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
You came a little distance this morning from Anita.
Yes, I did. That's not too bad, though.
No, that's true. And Dave, we want to talk about a group of folks that are having a lot of fun out from the Anita area called the Anita Bicycle Seniors, correct?
That's correct, right.
Okay. And so before we talk about the bicycle, I want to talk a bit about Dave, because you've been in the area, I think, for quite a while. Give us a little bit of background about you. Maybe where'd you grow up and kind of how you got to where you are now.
Well, I was born and raised in Carroll, and I came down here for my second teaching job. I taught 1 year at a little town up by Storm Lake, but I've been here ever since. So it's been probably 40
yes.
some years.
So I'm sure people think of you as a native of Anita because you've been here. You've seen lots of kids grow up because you were a teacher.
Yes, I taught for 37 years in Anita. So.
And what did you teach?
Mostly junior high science, but then I coached high school basketball and track for quite a number of years, and then I taught driver ed in the summertime too. So.
Oh, so you had many different kinds of experiences with those young people.
Yes, I did, and I tell you, I enjoyed most of them.
Yeah, it's probably some science blow-ups, some out there driving. You're a brave person to teach driver's training. So a lot of people do know you in the area, and here you are still going on kind of being out there promoting, having a good time in the Anita area and beyond. So why and how did you start this senior bicycling group?
Well, I really, when I started it, I never even had a bicycle. But I found out I was diabetic, and the doctor told me I needed to lose weight and exercise. So thanks to a healthy diet that my wife put me on, I lost a considerable amount of weight, and along with exercising. But most of the exercising we did was by walking. Well, I didn't think that was a whole lot of fun. So in the fall of the year, I bought a bicycle, and the next spring, I just casually mentioned down at coffee one morning that I was going to take my new bicycle up to Hamlin and ride to Audubon and back and then eat lunch with my wife in Hamlin. Well, others immediately wanted to know if they could come with me. So that was kind of the start of it all right there. It wasn't a very nice day when we did go, but we only had 9 riders, but they wanted to try it again, so we...
I think 9 is a pretty big number to start with when you're just kind of going out there and starting something new.
Well, I thought we were going to have more, but it was cold and windy, and we probably shouldn't have even gone, but we did. And
never regretted it, right?
Never regretted it. The next time we went, it was a much nicer day, and there was about 24 showed up, so...
So how many on an average day are there now?
18 to 24, I say, on an average day.
Okay.
I think we have 42 members, but there's always some conflicts, you know, so that's pretty good turnout. Yeah. That's about right, anyway, for the number of, we eat in some cafes and restaurants after we ride. And
of course.
That about fills some of them, you know.
Yeah.
So.
So you said members. What's the membership like? What do you get for your membership?
Well, the cost for couples is $10 a season, and every 2 weeks I put out a newsletter which gives them some information about some of the upcoming rides for the next couple weeks anyway, and some bicycling news maybe, or it's a good way of communicating with them all, though, and keep them informed.
That's by internet?
This year it's going to be by internet. It's always been by mail otherwise.
Yeah, that gets a little expensive. A lot less work to do at internet, too.
Yes, I think I'm finding that out.
Yeah. Well, a newsletter every 2 weeks, that's a bit of researching and keeping up with things.
Oh, right. But they seem to enjoy that. And like I say, it keeps them informed. And
yeah. Very good. So you started doing local, but as somebody told me, that's kind of spread beyond just local bicycling. Let's talk about some of the adventures you've had beyond local.
Well, we ride every Tuesday, so we have about a 25-ride schedule, and we've ridden most of the trails between Des Moines and Omaha and have gone as far north as Carroll and Jefferson. So we're pretty familiar with most of the trails, and there are a lot of nice trails out there.
And that's something I think a lot of people don't know until they start searching for them.
Right. I think that's true. And Some might say, you know, it's a long way to go for just a bike ride, because our bike rides are usually, we're all seniors, and our bike rides are only about 15 miles or so long, but a person can ride as far as they want. I tell them to let their bodies tell them when they've gone far enough, and they can turn around and go back anytime. And
somebody told me one time, remember, when you're going out there, walking, riding, whatever, you got to come back.
Yes, that's right.
Kind of listen to what's happening in your body. So great. But you've been beyond those kinds of trips. Now, those are your weekly trips.
Our weekly trips, yes. Right. And then we have some special rides, too, in the fall. Toward the end of the season, we have what we call our senior ragbri, where we could start anywhere, but we usually start in Jefferson and ride to Redfield. That's a distance of about 35 miles. Only we cheat a little bit on that, and we do it with a partner, usually our spouse. And we'll start in Jefferson, and the first group will ride to the next little town, which I believe is Cooper, and the others will drive the cars down there, and then we'll trade around there, and whoever rode first will drive the car the next distance, and until we get to Redfield.
That's okay. You're still out there, because I'm thinking here, part of it's out there for the exercise, as you say.
Right.
But it's gotten to be a very social, very friendly. You've probably met some new people, developed new friendships.
Oh, you do meet a lot of new people out there on the trails, taking a break. And they come up and ask us about our bike club. They see us with our bright shirts on and wanting to know, how often we do this, or how do we get so many people to ride? And I answer that by saying, well, we just have a lot of fun. And when something's fun, people like to do it as often as they can. Plus, mm-hmm. it's good exercise. And when you do things in a group, it's easier to get motivated. So.
Right. So you started out as a really serious purpose exercise, but now you don't need that motivation as much because you have fun while you're doing it.
Well, that's true. And we always eat afterwards. And at first, when we started, people would ask, where are we going to ride next week? You know, and I felt they were really interested in this staying in shape and fitness, but now they don't ask that anymore. They ask, where are we going to eat next week? So I wonder about it.
Yeah, but you're still out there biking,
yes,
so that's the
right.
Important thing. And then beyond that, you do an annual trip, is that
yes,
true?
Yes, we always have an annual trip of 3 days and two nights, and we've been to, this year we're going back to the Quad Cities, Bettendorf and Moline. But we've been to Lanesboro, Minnesota a couple of times. We've been to Cedar Falls. We've been to Sioux City. And we always have a great time on those annual trips.
And I know people look forward to that, I'm very sure. So you're talking about, you've been to Minnesota, Illinois. How does Iowa compare, not in a competitive sort of way, but, are we doing okay in terms of getting our bicycle paths set up, or are other states way ahead of us? How do we?
Iowa's doing very well as far as their bicycle trails are concerned, and they're considered the world capital of bicycle trails. Now, we have over 1,600 miles of trails, hard paved or hard surface trails here in Iowa. And Minnesota, I think, has the most trails, but a lot of theirs aren't paved. So Iowa also has some of the longest paved trails in the nation.
That amazes me.
Well, the Raccoon River Valley Trail, that goes from Jefferson to Waukee, and it's added a north loop now, another 33 miles. So now it's 89 miles in length, and that's the longest paved trail in the world, I believe so.
My goodness. Because I'm thinking there were some maybe western states, I don't know, somewhere that there were lots more bicycle trails. But so that really amazes me.
I think Iowa ranks sixth now in as far as being a bicycle-friendly state is concerned, and that includes several other factors as well, but so I was doing quite well.
And that, we've talked about the fun and the exercise and so on, but now we're talking economic development, I think. I mean,
yes.
It has to bring a lot of people to Iowa.
I think the economic impact that bicycling has had on Iowa is something like $365 million a year. That includes sales at bike shops, not including Walmarts and the Targets and the big stores, but repair shops, convenience stores, gas stations, I suppose, mm-hmm. and apparel.
So those folks are going, I want another bicycle trail. If they haven't been out there enjoying them and going, this is just sort of frivolous, but it's very important.
Well, they are expensive to build, that's true, but I think the tax collected from the revenue that's taken in is something like $21 million a year here in Iowa. And then I think the health costs, they estimate the bicyclist saves the state something like $73 million a year because they stay in shape and are healthier. And
wow, you're talking big money here. Yeah.
Yes, it's starting to add up.
But the bottom line, going back to your group in Anita, I guess the fun that's with it. And do people have to live in Anita? Who can come and join your group?
No, we have most of our people are from Anita and Wyota, but we have some from Atlantic, Audubon, Johnston, and West Des Moines, I think. Some people have moved away, but they still want to remain in the bike club. And
so if they're interested, they can contact you, correct?
Yes, they could contact me. And
Dave Bolt in Anita. Give him a call or just contact, get in on the fun, that's for sure, for the Anita Bicycling Seniors.
Right.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Dave, for sharing what's going on here with the bicycling group. And until next time, here's a thought. Keeping quiet about things you are passionate about is hazardous to your health.